Hey y'all, it's your girl Tasha Marie. Thank you for tuning in to Transparently Tasha, the podcast where we explore what life is really all about. Love, identity, and faith, and how they are ever changing. It's in these areas that I've learned, as I evolve in and with them, I come to better understand myself and those around me. Life is like a mirror. The longer you look, the more you face your most authentic self. Who do you see? All right, y'all. Welcome to the very first episode of Transparently Tasha. Let me just say how excited I am to finally be doing this, okay? I know I'm not the only one that will talk and talk and talk, honey, about what they gonna do. And it comes down to it. We may start it and not finish it, or we may not start it at all. So I'm just really excited that I have taken this leap of faith to allow you all into the interworkings of my brain, if you will. So let's dive right in to what life is all about. So life stands for love, identity, and faith are ever changing. As a person in recovery, I've come to understand that these areas in our lives are the most evolving, the most versatile, and honestly, the most challenging. With that said, I would love to give you a little more background on me. So like I said, I am a person in recovery. I am in recovery from addiction, mental illness, and trauma. So alcohol was my main drug of choice. I also was addicted to pills, was even addicted to sex at one point, and also marijuana. So addiction has looked a lot of different ways for me. But at the root cause of it, it was all the same. I had unresolved things that I had yet to deal with, that I kept stuffing down, that I kept self-medicating, whatever you want to call it. And those manifested in some very ugly ways, one of them being addiction. Another way that that manifested was mental illness. I have been diagnosed with bipolar 2 disorder. And with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Both of these, I do believe, stem from, again, the trauma that I've experienced throughout my life, ranging from sexual assault, rape, a mentally ill and drug-addicted parent, lack of knowledge for some adults that were around me, and just a whole slew of things. Trauma looks a lot of different ways. Small T and big T traumas are a huge thing, especially in the Black community. We do not talk about them enough. And in this show, throughout the course of the show, you will definitely come to know that trauma looks a lot of different ways, like I said, and you've more than likely experienced some type of trauma in your life at one point or another, and that going unchecked, and by unchecked, not realizing how that makes you feel, how that truly affects you at your core, at your spiritual being, at your mental level, not understanding how those things affect you, that is what we mean by going unresolved. And in going unresolved, they can manifest in ugly ways. So that's a little bit about me. I have since dedicated my life to helping other people recover, helping other people to truly heal from things in their lives so that they can live at their absolute best. And so I am just so excited about this podcast, and I can't say that enough. You will probably hear me say that like 50 times, but I truly am just so excited that I am finally taking charge in doing something that I've been talking about doing for years now. With that said, why this podcast? Why now? I've been asked that a few times before launching. I honestly did not have an answer before now. I would say why this podcast, let me start by saying, I know that on my promo materials, it was called the Transparent Truth Podcast, But after so much needed, if you will, probing and pushing, I decided to stay true to myself, stay true to my often very self-centered and narcissistic behavior, to be perfectly honest. I own my stuff, okay? Own it. And so I struggled with naming it transparently, Tasha, for a while because I really am changing my intentions and doing things in a more positive light. And so I didn't want that narcissism and that fool of myself to come across by naming this after myself. But honestly, this is my viewpoint. These are my thoughts. And so what better time to be narcissistic than this? All jokes aside, the podcast is now called Transparently Tasha, simply because, again, like I said, these are my viewpoints. This is my podcast. And honestly, now's not the time for fake humility. Let's just be real. So why now? Honestly, I've never had a clearer understanding of who I am, of what I want, what I'm expecting out of life, what I believe life truly is about, what I believe in general. I just have not had the clarity up until this point. And even now, I'm still growing, I'm still learning, but I'm more confident. I am, what's the word I'm looking for? I am more aware of myself, so therefore I'm better able to articulate myself. That is why I'm doing this podcast, and that is why I chose now to launch. So with all of that being said, let's get into the nitty gritty. It is now time for Tasha's Truth. The point in the show where I do my personal check-in and let you all know what is going on in the world of Tasha Marie. So, I am, just for this introductory episode, going to check in all three areas. Moving forward, we'll definitely focus on one area per episode with my personal check-in. And so, just giving you that little heads up. All right. So right now I am in a committed relationship. I'm so in love, y'all. In all seriousness, I am in this relationship after being divorced. And I can honestly say that I did not think that I would get into another relationship. My ex-husband and I separated almost 4 years ago. That seems like a lifetime ago now. And I left that situation thinking I am done. Y'all will not get another out of me. Yet here I am, and coming up on a year with being with my lady love. And I can honestly say that it is the healthiest relationship I've been in. It is the most honest relationship I've been in. And it is the most communication-driven relationship I have been in. Let's sit right there for a second. The relationship that I am in now has helped me to truly understand the power of proper communication. Folks, learning how to properly express yourself will save you so many headaches when it comes to relationships, whether that's with friends, family, or a significant other. Communication is key. And we hear that, but we do not understand it. I am a living witness that learning how to properly communicate how you feel, when you feel that way, not communicating 2 weeks later how I made you feel when, quite frankly, I don't forget. Okay, so Yes, that is where I am right now. And that leads me into identity. So I do identify as a bisexual woman. So I love and interact romantically with both sexes. I really struggled with identifying as a bisexual woman for a very long time. I do not like the term bisexual, but because that is what most listeners will understand, that is what I choose to use. Personally, I'm a lover of people. That is how I identify myself. I fall in love with the person. I get to know the person. And I wasn't always like that. I used to identify as a straight savage. Do you hear me? Long before it was popular. Shout out to Rihanna. But honestly, I used to identify as a savage, as a man eater, even though those are my words. And a lot of that was me fighting my identity, fighting, who I was, not allowing myself to truly explore, you know, the thoughts and feelings that I had due to how I identified in the past, which was as a Christian. I no longer identify as that way. I do not identify with any one ideology or practice, religious practice, if you will. And so my identity is definitely ever changing, ever evolving, if you will. I am a woman. I consider myself an Aboriginal. I am of the chosen people, the original people on this earth. Not just this land that is America, but on this earth. And you will come to find more and more about my faith and things as the show goes on. And again, segue into faith. As I said, I do not have one set ideology, one set religious practice or anything of that nature. I honestly take a little bit of everything and it works for me. And you can think what you may think and you can feel how you may feel, but it works for me and I've never been happier. So I do meditate and I do pray. I also have an altar and I do some altar work and candle work as well. I do communicate with my ancestors. I also communicate with my creator. I don't need a third party to do so. I've never believed that I needed a third party to do so. And so I am learning day by day just how to better connect with the one that created me so that I can better understand what I was created for. Ooh, child, that was a word. All right, with that, we will segue into the next portion of the show. Well, we do a reality check and we focus on a topic from pop culture, from the entertainment industry, and so forth. Today, I want to take time out to talk about Miss Cardi B and Mr. Offset. All right. Cardi B and Offset have been the topic of conversation for a while now. Their relationship has made headline news time and time again in the last few months, probably even longer. I've been only paying attention for the last few months. Amen. So let me tell y'all, you can take the girl out of the church. You can't take the church out of the girl. I think I will forever be churchy in all that I do simply because that's where I grew up. So, with that said, Cardi B and Offset are both only, I do believe, 26 years old. That's still very, very young, still very, very immature, to be perfectly honest. And neither one of them know what they're doing. None of us know what we're doing when it comes to relationships, and most of us don't even figure it out until we almost dead and gone, to be perfectly honest. And that's if we figure it out then. Excuse me, I am still a little under the weather, y'all, so forgive me for sniffling and sneezing throughout the episode. Cardi B and Offset. To y'all, I say, if at all possible moving forward, keep the world out. That, I think, is one of the biggest issues when it comes to relationships, is we let too many people in. The relationship is only between three, the creator, and the two people in the daggone relationship, or three if some of y'all like that, you hear me? So, we allow too many people in, we allow too many opinions and voices in, and the relationship gets all mucked up and clouded amongst all of that. My second thing to you all is genuinely seek couples counseling. I definitely believe in therapy and believe in the power, in the freeing power that therapy has. And therapy can look a lot of different ways. Therapy is not always going to somebody's office and sitting on their couch and spilling your guts out. Therapy can look like coloring. It can look like music. It can look like dance. It can look like simply having lunch with your sisters or brothers, whatever. But we have to get out of the notion of not talking about our business. And we have to get out of the notion of not talking about our business in constructive ways. Because let's be real. We talk about our business. We tell everybody our business. Let's be all the way real. We tell everybody our business, but we don't do it in constructive ways that are conducive to healing, that are conducive to growing, and that will help us to have a sustainable relationship. Last thing I want to say about Cardi B and Offset. If nothing else comes from this, please, 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 please continue to healthily co-parent Baby Culture, which still dying to see her, by the way. Again, I do not follow celebrities and things like that on social media. I pick up what I can through conversation and things of that nature because, honestly, I'm too busy living my own damn life. I'm just being honest. Every once in a while, something may catch my attention and I have an opinion about it. Other than that, for the most part, I let people live their lives as I wish they would let me live mine. All right. I said all that to say a lot of what affects us as adults comes from what happened to us during our childhood. So please, if nothing else, learn how to properly co-parent if you haven't done so already. And honestly, continue to learn how to properly co-parent. Because as she grows and as she changes and as she evolves as a person, you and your parenting will need to evolve. So to Cardi B and Offset, I ain't going to tell y'all what y'all should do. I ain't going to try to sit up here and act like I know any of y'all business. Because again, like anything else, we see what y'all allow us to see. So, I wish y'all the best. I think you two are a young couple that if you try, you all can make it. And if you don't and you move on, you learn a great lesson from this. And find a great love later on in life. That's really all I have. My reality checks are not long. It's just my little two cents. Okay, y'all? We are going to move right along. I have my eye on Andy. All right. So, if you didn't know, now you know. I am from Indianapolis, Indiana, aka Naptown, aka Napganistan. I've never called it that, but that did pick up at one point, and that still may be a thing, okay? But it is Nap or nothing. Shout out to the clothing brand. Dope ass clothes if you've never seen. Or shop there, you should definitely check it out. So, with that being said, I always want to highlight things that are going on in my local community that, again, fall in line with what I'm talking about on the show. So, this week's news is about the Indy Mosque with the Nation of Islam, I do believe. They have opened up, and it's on the east side of Indianapolis, they have opened up their food pantry to all. There is no stipulations. You know, you give them your name and you tell them that you were in need, and that is enough for them. And I thought that was just so dope. So one of the things that I have truly come to learn is that faith, ooh, honey, True faith is followed by action. Faith without works is dead. All right. So with this, I realized that this is true faith. For them, they're not saying you need to be a member. They're not saying that you need to believe what they believe. They're not saying any of these things for them to truly help you. You know, it's not a ploy to get you to join. You know, it truly is them living out their purpose. And I just thought that was a phenomenal example of that. And we need more of that. Whether it's, especially from the Christian community, I don't feel, especially the Black Christian community, I don't feel that enough positive is highlighted. I do know that Eastern Star is doing some really great things on Indy's East Side. I know that, forgive me, the church is escaping me at this time, but there is a church on the West Side also doing some really great things as well. But these things tend to be siloed to one side of town. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I do want us to get to a space where we're broadening our horizons, where we're broadening our reach, and we are truly reaching out. I feel like outreach has become very much inward and it's not so much outward. So kudos to the Indy Mosque for opening up their food pantry to all people in need, and not just the people in need that look like them or patronize their place of worship. Excuse me. With the Indy Mosque, you can find out more information. The article I read was in the Indy Star, and I do believe their food pantry is open every third Saturday from 1 to 3. Their address is in that article. Shout out to the Indy Star for giving us our local news for as long as I can remember, okay? To the end of the very first episode of Transparently Tasha. Y'all, what a feat. Ooh, child. This has truly tested me. This has truly pushed me. This has stretched me, okay? One, do not procrastinate, okay? I was supposed to post this episode a few hours ago, and I was sick this week, but honestly, I procrastinated so much on this episode because I've really been nervous to get my message out there, to get my opinion out there. It's frightening to really let the world in, but it's exciting at the same time. People have always encouraged me to share what I have, share my thoughts with others, and so this is that. And so again, thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in every Friday at noon, and I promise you they will be posted by noon. And we will continue to explore what life is really all about. So again, thank y'all. I will always say thank you a million times. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And y'all have a great and blessed weekend. Hey y'all, it's your girl Tasha Marie. Thank you for tuning into Transparently Tasha, the podcast where we explore what life is really all about. Love, identity, and faith, and how they are ever changing. It's in these areas that I've learned, as I evolve in and with them, I come to better understand myself and those around me. Life is like a mirror. The longer you look, the more you face your most authentic self. Who do you see? Hey y'all, it's your girl Tasha Marie. Thank you for tuning into Transparently Tasha, the podcast where we explore what life is really all about. Love, identity, and faith, and how they are ever changing. It's in these areas that I've learned
As I evolve in and with them, I come to better understand myself and those around me. Life is like a mirror. The longer you look, the more you face your most authentic self. Who do you see? Hey y'all, it's your girl Tasha Marie. Thank you for tuning into Transparently Tasha, the podcast where we explore what life is really all about. Love, identity, and faith, and how they are ever changing. It's in these areas that I've learned, as I evolve in and with them, I come to better understand myself and those around me. Life is like a mirror. The longer you look, the more you face your most authentic self. Who do you see? Hey y'all, it's your girl Tasha Marie. Thank you for tuning into Transparently Tasha, the podcast where we explore what life is really all about. Love, identity, and faith, and how they are ever changing. It's in these areas that I've learned, as I evolve in and with them, I come to better understand myself and those around me. Life is like a mirror. The longer you look, the more you face your most authentic self. Who do you see? Hey y'all, it's your girl Tasha Marie. Thank you for tuning into Transparently Tasha, the podcast where we explore what life is really all about. Love, identity, and faith, and how they are ever changing. It's in these areas that I've learned, as I evolve in and with them, I come to better understand myself and those around me. Life is like a mirror. The longer you look, the more you face your most authentic self. Who do you see? Hey y'all, it's your girl Tasha Marie. Thank you for tuning into Transparently Tasha, the podcast where we explore what life is really all about. Love, identity, and faith, and how they are ever changing. It's in these areas that I've learned, as I evolve in and with them, I come to better understand myself and those around me. Life is like a mirror. The longer you look, the more you face your most authentic self. Who do you see? Hey y'all, it's your girl Tasha Marie. Thank you for tuning into Transparently Tasha, the podcast where we explore what life is really all about. Love, identity, and faith, and how they are ever changing. It's in these areas that I've learned, as I evolve in and with them, I come to better understand myself and those around me. Life is like a mirror. The longer you look, the more you face your most authentic self. Who do you see? Hey y'all, it's your girl Tasha Marie. Thank you for tuning into Transparently Tasha, the podcast where we explore what life is really all about. Love, identity, and faith, and how they are ever changing. It's in these areas that I've learned, as I evolve in and with them, I come to better understand myself and those around me. Life is like a mirror. The longer you look, the more you face your most authentic self. Who do you see? Hey y'all, it's your girl Tasha Marie. Thank you for tuning into Transparently Tasha, the podcast where we explore what life is really all about. Love, identity, and faith, and how they are ever changing. It's in these areas that I've learned, as I evolve in and with them, I come to better understand myself and those around me. Life is like a mirror. The longer you look, the more you face your most authentic self. Who do you see?